Him. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love Him, love His holy name. Let's sing it now. Yes, all I want to do is love Him. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Every day, oh, sing it to Him, church. Yes, all I want to do is love Him. Love His holy name. Well, all I, oh, sing it now. So glad I feel His love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Every day our heart needs to praise Him. The same. All I want to do is love Him. Holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. All we want to do is love Him for what He has done for us. How many of you feel like He's been better to you than anybody in the world? We all ought to feel that way, hadn't we? God has been so good to us. Isn't it great to be in the house of the Lord tonight? On a good rainy Wednesday night, what a better thing could you do than come to the house of the Lord? It's a privilege you get to come to His house, isn't it? Turn around, shake somebody's hand, give them a nice warm smile. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight. Play a little bit more of that, brethren, if you will. Hallelujah. Brother Terry, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord, buddy. God bless you. Jonathan, God bless you. So every day my heart will praise Him. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love Him. Love His holy name. Yes, all I want to do is love Him. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart wants to praise Him. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Did we have a wonderful time here over the weekend? Did you enjoy the services? Weren't they were really good, weren't they? Just the ministering of the word and the worship. You people just put yourself into the service and, well, you had a big part in these services. I'll tell you that. And I know that a minister, I would assume that when a minister stands here to see people respond, I know it's a blessing to him. And I believe we was a blessing to Brother Aaron McGarry. I believe we was. And I know he was a blessing to us. We'll let you be seated tonight while we look at our prayer request. Brother Jackie Benton, if you'd get ready to take us to the Lord in prayer tonight on behalf of these prayer requests. Brother Gary Hare called today. And he was at the emergency room, I think, about 3 o'clock this morning. Finally got to go back home. Don't exactly know what's wrong with him, but he's in bed, very sick. Just needs a healing from the Lord, and he called and asked us to remember him in prayer tonight. Brother Lemuel has an unspoken prayer request he wants us to pray about. Brother Pinky and Sister Phyllis sends this in for Sister Linda Phillips. She needs prayer for a problem in her eyes. Jerry took her to the doctor. She is doing better, but needs the saints to continue to pray. So let's certainly remember Sister Linda Phillips in prayer as we pray tonight. Remember Dustin's story in prayer. He has many serious injuries due to an automobile accident, so let's pray that the Lord would be mindful of that need tonight. I want to pray for Sister Colette from Indiana, who is in the hospital and requests prayer, so let's pray on her behalf tonight. Sister Linda Jablonski wants us to remember her father, sister, and nephew. They are all sick in body and have unspoken requests the Lord knows all about. Also, their neighbor's daughter needs prayer for epilepsy, so let's pray for that need tonight. As we pray, Sherry Tipton sends us in to please pray for Brother Earl and Sister Betty Waller. Both are sick with sinus trouble, cannot be in the service tonight. Please pray for traveling mercy for Sam, Caden, and Nicholas Ward traveling to Georgia tonight. So let's pray that God will give them traveling mercy. Please pray for a desperate, unspoken prayer request. I know God has everything under control, so we'll just commit that unto the Lord. Brother and Sister Baker sends this in to please pray for Brother Baker. He went to the doctor with dizzy spells, and the doctor said that he had a case of vertigo. Also pray for Sister Baker having stomach problems. Thank you, and may God bless. They appreciate your prayer, so let's remember those folks tonight as we pray. Brother Bobby Hayden sends this in to please pray for our sons, James and Philip. They are both very sick and need a touch, a miraculous touch from the Lord. We just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Brother Kirk Sacker sends this in for Sister Martha Sacker. Her back has been bothering her quite a bit this week, and they're asking that we would pray on her behalf. Continue to pray for Brother Junior Davis. I believe he got sick here on Sunday morning, but I believe he is doing better now. I did understand that he is doing better, so Brother Junior, just want to keep him in her prayers and her thoughts. Also, Brother Tracy, want to continue to hold up Brother Tracy in prayer. Brother Bill Yance, want to continue to pray for Brother Bill. The Lord's doing a recovery in his life, and may God just bring him right along. We believe God's more than able to help our brother, don't we? You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. How many of you know that we're serving a God that answers prayer? You believe that with all your heart tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Join Brother Jackie Benton as he leads us to the Lord. Sing just a chorus, a little bit of that chorus, if you would. I claim the blood, just before we pray over these prayer requests tonight. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
You helped me with a little horse tonight, but I'm glad we can claim the blood tonight. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need you, I claim those precious blood stains. Sing it once more. For I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary.
Those precious blood were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need you, I claim, let's claim it tonight, amen, hallelujah. Oh, I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for those bloodstains. Lord, we realize, Lord, tonight, as the prophet said, Lord, if I was the only person, if I was the only one desiring and hungering, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, for that redemption. Hallelujah. Oh God, hungering and thirsting for life, you would have come just for me. Just for me. And tonight, Father, we claim it, Lord, as individuals. It's a promise. We make our confession to you, Lord Jesus, tonight, the high priest of our confession. Father, tonight, I pray, Lord, that as we join our faith together, Lord, many requests, too many for me to remember tonight. But thou knowest, Lord, the needs, O God, of the hands that was raised. You know the need, Lord, behind those hands. Father, I pray that you'll come. Bring deliverance, bring healing, Father, tonight, Lord, to the precious body of Jesus Christ. Tonight we pray. Father, touch Brother Junior tonight, Lord, Brother Gary, and every request, oh God, that's been given tonight, may the hand of God move. Hallelujah tonight, Lord Jesus, and let us see the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah, the power of the resurrected Christ in healing tonight, Father, we pray. We ask you, Lord Jesus, tonight on behalf of Sister Wilma, Lord, tonight, sick in body, Lord, and we've been battling a sinus infection, oh God, and congestion, oh God, but we, Lord, are claiming the blood of Jesus Christ tonight for our healing tonight, Father. And Lord, the greatest healing that can take place tonight, Lord, is the saving of a soul. Touch some life, Lord. May some heart be renewed tonight, Father. May there be rededications of hearts to you, Father, to love you, Lord. And as the song says, all I want to do is love you. Hallelujah. Love you more, Lord Jesus. We bring these requests to you, Father, tonight in believing, Father. Hallelujah, to thy glory. Take all the preeminence in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. And amen. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Jackie. God bless you, buddy. I appreciate you, buddy. God bless you. Amen. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting with us tonight in the service, and we do have some visitors here, we're a brother from down in South Carolina. Glad to have him with us tonight. Brother Pat, God bless you. Good to see you tonight. If I missed you, and I probably missed somebody, I apologize. But if you are a visitor, may God bless you. All those folks that are streaming the service tonight, may God bless those folks as well. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Let me make this announcement. There's been a change in the schedule for the Fall Festival. The date has been changed from September the 20th to October the 4th. Hope this does not put any inconvenience on anyone. So, Brother Michael just wanted us to announce that tonight, that there has been a change from September the 20th to October the 4th. And then here at the very bottom, he put any complaints, see Louis Blevins. I I'm just telling you, it's not going to be September the 20th. It's going to be October the 4th. So you remember that. I hope that'll work well with everybody's schedule. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. So good to be a Christian. So good to be on our journey toward a better place to live. Aren't you glad you got a better place to go? Look at somebody and say, I've got a better place to go. Hallelujah. Let's sing that old song tonight, All Is Well. That was written by a man a long time ago. Let's sing that song, All Is Well. I believe that tonight with all of my heart. There's a lot of things going on that's not even worth talking about. But I'm so glad that all is well. You're standing on solid ground, church. Do you appreciate God, what He's done for you tonight? Give Him a big hand of praise if you love Him. Yes, all is well. Yes, all is well. We have heard the message alone. All is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Sing that chorus. Yes, all is well. Yes, all is well. Message shalom, all is well. There is a place of perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest for all is well.
Story in the Bible of Elisha. Humanite woman and her son.
Oh, yes.
The woman found favor with God.
Well, He gave her a son.
While working in the field, the
Hallelujah.
Little boy died.
But the woman's faith never failed.
Even in death, she testified.
Hallelujah.
That all is well.
About it. Yes, all is well. Oh, all is well. We have heard the message shalom. All is well. There is a place behind the inner veil. Rest for all is well. Now things have not worked out like God's people thought. We're here and we're still fighting the greatest battle ever fought. We must have the faith Abraham, knowing God's word never fails. If we'll trust in Him, you're gonna find all is well. Yes, all is well. Say it, buddy. Yes, all is well. We have heard
the message.
Hallelujah.
Behind the inner veil.
So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Sing that chorus again. All is well. Oh, sing it, church. Sing it like you believe it tonight. And all is well. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus tonight. It's not because it's raining out there, but I pray it'll rain in here on us tonight. Brother Darrell Ward's going to be bringing us the word of the Lord tonight. And I know you're looking forward to hearing what our brother has to say. And I believe you're going to get rained on in here tonight. How many of you need a good shower from the Lord tonight? Do you really need it? Let's sing that little chorus together just before we change the order of the service. Have a song tonight. Sister Alicia's going to give us a song. And I want brother, this is unrehearsed and totally uncalled for, but I want brother Joel Yance and brother Chuck and brother Harry to sing that song for us tonight. The song they sung around here quite a bit, and we all love to hear you sing it, Through the Fire. God's going to bring us through the fire. He'll bring us through the flood, but He's going to bring us through. I'm committed to believing that, aren't you? Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Yes, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. I wonder, can we stand? I want you to lift your hands to it. Season spiritually in your life, God's able to give you a good refreshing tonight. Open the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, sing it one more time, church.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Oh, let it rain
in my soul.
Sweet Jesus. The rain, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you, let it rain.
Yes, Lord.
Let
yes,
it
Lord.
Rain. Open the floodgates of
you,
heaven.
Lord.
Let it rain.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. If you love him, give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. King of kings, Lord of lords. Our Savior, our Redeemer. God bless you tonight. I'm going to let you be seated. Sister Alicia, if you'd come. Brother Joel, if you'd come onto the platform. You guys get ready to give us a song. Let's give our singers, let's give them our attention. Give them a nice hand as they come tonight to sing for you. We clap our hands a lot around here, but some of you, that's the only instrument you can play. That's the only thing I can play. Clap my hands. Amen. Let's enjoy our singers tonight.
In his arms you Brother Eric, wake up.
Can you through the fire?
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. My frustration gets so out of hand. Well, it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, never had to stand one test alone. And as I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not be heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on, our Lord will show up, and He will take you through fire again.
I know within myself that I would surely perish. If I trust the hand of God, He'll shield the flames again, again.
He never promised that the cross would not be heavy and your hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, when the adversary says give in, just hold on, our Lord will show up and He take you through the fire again.
Oh, I know within myself that I would surely perish. If I trust the hand of God, He'll seal the flames again, again.
He never promised that your cross would not be heavy and your hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered
victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again.
So just hold on. Our Lord will show up,
and he will take you through the fire
again. My goodness, she's playing it.
Oh, glory! Hallelujah!
My goodness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does he bring us through the fire? Does he bring us through the storms of life? Amen. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve, friends. To know that in this hour he's not forgot us. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. Didn't teach us to swim, to let us drown. Didn't pick us up to leave us. He didn't pick us up to lay us aside somewhere. Amen.
Amen.
I remember when Jessica was hurt, I remember one time I was at the hospital and I went down to the chapel and just to pray. And I go in there and there was just a little old sign. I've still got it in my study, and it said, God don't make junk. I thought, oh, that may not seem like much to you, friends, but I thought, you know, that's right. If God picked us up in his hand, he don't make junk, friends. Hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? If you have your Bible, turn with us to the book of Exodus. We want to read from chapter 2, verse 23. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Count it an honor to be with you. Doesn't seem like we get to be around here much anymore, but we're always happy when we are. And I know you may be expecting Brother Terry to speak tonight or Brother Donnie, but here I is. And so, but we'll just do the best that we can. We trust it to be a blessing to you and trust it will rain on the inside tonight. I know we've got enough of the word to make it rain if we can just apply it to our lives, friends. Amen. It don't do no good to hear it if we don't become what we're hearing. Amen. And so we know that the message come not just to tell us who Brother Branham was, which we're grateful to know who Brother Branham was, but I believe the message come to tell us who we are. Amen. To give us the right kind of faith that we may position ourselves as sons and daughters of God. Because remember, Jesus didn't die to make you a son and daughter of God. He died to restore you back to your rightful position as a son and daughter of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles now, let's look at Exodus chapter 2. We want to read from verse 23. And we'd just like to ask you to remember, the youth camp starts Saturday up in Ohio and got 5 services up there this week. So we just desire that you pray for us. I'm a little bit tired and just come down out of Arizona. I had some tremendous meetings out there in the desert and man, it sure was hot, but we had a good time. And amen. And then up to Maryland to help in the funeral up there with Brother Bo Smeaton's mother and so I'm just a little bit tired, but we just trust that the Lord has just helped us and strengthened us. And, you know, somebody told me I was at the Louisiana camp and a young person said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 53. And he said, you don't preach like you're 53. I said, well, when I'm preaching, I don't feel like I'm 53, but I feel like it now. Amen. And so but we want to do what we can while we can do it. Amen. And when we can't do it no more, get out of the way and let somebody else. So may the Lord bless you. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Amen. Let's bow our heads. You say, that's not much scripture, but, you know, I believe it's enough.
Amen.
Amen. I want to speak to you tonight on the season of deliverance.
Amen.
The season of deliverance. And of course, we know a subthought out of that of the last days. Heavenly Father, Lord, we gather here tonight in your presence. We count it an honor, Lord, to be able to gather here. Lord, we know it's rainy on the outside, Lord, and maybe some couldn't come tonight because of the rain, but Lord, we're so grateful that you allowed us to be here tonight, Lord. And Father, we just ask that your anointing would just come on the scene. We've sung the songs of Zion, Lord. It's prepared our hearts now, Lord, but Father, the service wouldn't be complete unless you would come and speak to us through your word, Lord. And Father, we believe that the anointed word has been given in this hour to break every yoke that the enemy would try to place upon the people, dear God. Father, we see that the moments and the seconds of time that we are living in and the things that are transpiring rapidly across this nation, Lord, fulfilling the promises of the word. People wonder if there's a God, if there's anything happening, Lord, and yet the scriptures are being fulfilled so fast we can hardly keep up with it, the things that you said would come to pass. Lord, help us tonight to be wise as serpents, yet gentle as doves. Lord, searching our hearts, Lord, being ready for that moment of time of the catching away of your bride. Lord, there are many needs among us tonight, Lord. But Father, there's not a need here greater than you, Lord. And we believe tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the stripes that was placed upon his back was the healings of the children, Lord. It's the bread of the children. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, may they reach up, Lord, and possess that which you've already done for them, Lord. For the prophet said if he stood here tonight that Jesus could not heal us because we're already healed. Oh God, just help us receive that which you've already done, oh God. Anoint our faith tonight to rise out of our little box that we box ourselves in. To rise out of this little wall that we wall ourselves in. To reach, Lord, to a higher height in your word and a greater understanding, Lord, we pray. Grant it tonight, oh God. We're a needy people, but you're a mighty God, Lord. And we know that you are able tonight, God, to come and do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask and hope for. Grant it tonight, Lord. Pour your presence out upon us, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
amen.
God bless you, saints. You may be seated tonight. You know, I just like that part of the scripture right there. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God. So then what does that tell me? It tells me one thing, that no matter what people would try to say in this hour, that the bride has a voice. And the bride has the ability to cry out, and God will hear the cry of his people. I think sometimes if Satan desires to silence us, that we'd rather just keep our problems on the inside or maybe not tell nobody, but I want you to know tonight, if you can cry, that God will hear your cry. He said, I have heard the cry of my people. Amen. You know, and we look at this scripture here, when I was looking at it this morning, it just kind of, a little drama come to my mind. And I begin to think here about Ramesses. You know, and how he must have been happy in his heart as he rose up off of his throne. For he had just inherited this throne from his father. And no doubt he felt like he ruled the world. And perhaps he did. After all, he was leader of the greatest nation that the world had known up to that time. And he can look out over his beautiful kingdom. And I can just see him in my mind. He could see all of his treasured cities that had been built upon the backs of slaves. For he had in his kingdom over 2 million slaves who believed in a desert God who had visited their father Abraham and had gave them a promise. They believed with all that was in them that they would soon be delivered. They believed that this desert God would soon deliver them because he made a promise that he would. But no doubt this Pharaoh thought in his heart, who can deliver them from me? He noticed how divided they were. How they fought one another. How there was fussing in the camp. And no doubt he laughed in his heart, thinking deliverance. They can't even agree on how the deliverance is coming. One says a tent,
What says an airplane? What says another major prophet? And so he lied within his heart, thinking, how could they ever get deliverance when they can't even agree on how it is to come? And I wonder sometimes if Satan don't laugh at the peoples of this message. We divide ourselves and break our fellowship over our opinions and over our quotes, and we fuss about how our deliverance is to come. But friend, I want you to know tonight, we have not been called to fight each other. We've not been called to fight each other. It's time we get out of the backyard fighting each other and lay down our opinions and come back to the Word of God and move into the front yard. Because God has not called us to fight each other. God has called us to fight the devil. Amen. It's time we move into the front yard. Amen. And meet our enemy. And push him back, friends. But there's one thing that did concern him. He noticed how much they multiplied. He noticed that no matter how much he tortured them, no matter how much he afflicted them, they still multiplied. And that dumb devil has never learned that. He thinks he can stop God's people by persecution and crucifixion and trials and testings. But it's like a field on fire. It's on a windy day. He will never stop this message. He will never stop this move of God. It is ordained of God. And I want you to know tonight, if you are ordained of God, the devil will never stop you. Amen. He never said we wouldn't have trials. He never said we wouldn't have heartache. He never said we wouldn't have difficulties. But he did say, I'll bring you through the fire. Amen. But Pharaoh, he had it all. But he failed to realize that the season of deliverance for God's people had come. Huh? He failed. Sort of like Samson when they was making sport of him. The Bible says, howbeit, while he was yet in the prison house, his hair began to grow. They got so caught up in what they had and what they accomplished and what they done, they failed to see the restoration message. Amen. He failed to realize the deliverance for God's people had come. They were moving into the season of deliverance. But I want you to understand tonight, as they moved into the spirit, into the season of the deliverance, his kingdom moved into a spirit of destruction. Now listen to me. As the anointing came to bring their deliverance, it also brought Egypt under an anointing for destruction. So the season of deliverance brings a season of destruction. You say, brother, I don't understand that. Well, let me share this with you. Notice, the very thing that saved Noah killed his critics. Is that true? The very water. If there hadn't have been no water, Noah couldn't have been saved. The ark was the one that floated. So the very thing that floated the ark drowned the critics. What did the anointing do? What did the rain do? The rain came to float the ark. But what did it bring to those who rejected the ark? It brought destruction. And the very Holy Spirit today, oh God, friends, think of it. The very Holy Spirit today that people are making fun of it. It'll save the church and condemn the critics. The very same thing, see? The very same thing. What saves kills. What saves the believer condemns the unbeliever. That's right. So have faith in God's word.
Amen.
That's the one thing you can stand on and know it's certain. What God says is certain. Just believe it. The very anointing that comes to save Noah drowned the critics. The very anointing that come to bring the season of deliverance to Moses and the Hebrew children brought destruction to Egypt. When did these things happen? At the same time. Huh? Listen, I say today to you people in Chicago, if you could only speak to the United States today, the signs and wonders and miracles of the Christian religion. No other religion is a sign. No other religion is a sign. But the Christian religion with signs and wonders is a sign to the world. Oh God, for it. If you could only speak to the United States today, the signs and wonders and miracles of the Christian religion that's taking place in the United States today is a sign. Get ready or destruction will follow the revival. There'll be a revival. Then there's destruction. Sure as anything, signs and wonders begin to appear. Then we see we're at the end time. We're right now, listen, we are right now merging into the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. And we're right now emerging into the greatest destruction that's ever hit mankind since there ever was a world. And these things are happening right now. They are happening together. We are merging. We are merging into the greatest revival that's ever struck the world. And we are right now emerging into the greatest destruction that mankind of the world has ever known. Oh God, friends. What? It's a season of deliverance. A season of deliverance. Pharaoh had his kingdom. He had his wealth. He had his army. Oh, but thank God, he had nothing that would stop God from delivering his people. Because he said he would. And the season had come. Let me tell you, saints of God, you may be so ate up with cancer, you can't even rise above the bed. But if God moves on you, friend, there is not enough devils in hell that can take your life. There is not a sickness. There is not enough mental trouble. There is nothing that can stop you when God says you're loose. When God says you're free. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what your daddy says. It doesn't matter even what you say. But when God says it. Nothing could stop him. Because God said he would deliver his people. And the season had come for it to happen. So no matter how rich he was, how powerful he was, how good he felt in himself, his days were numbered. The season was on him. He was proud. He was boastful. He was rich. He was blasphemous. What did he tell Moses? I don't know you or your God. And I refuse to let you go. Go out there and make more brick. That'll get that religion out of your head. That'll get that deliverance out of your head. Go out there and make the same amount of brick, but do it without straw. I'll show you who's God around here. Rebellious, proud, boaster, blasphemous. My God, friends. Do you see what we're at? His very actions proved the season they were in. For it's always the darkest hour when God comes. That's when He does it. That's just when God does it. Oh God. Every time the doctor said Jessica couldn't do something, she'd start doing it. I got to the place I would tell him, tell us something else you say she can't do. Come on, friends. He'll prove every doctor wrong. Listen, he was in the Laodicea age of his kingdom. Now, I really didn't expect you to amen that, but you just think about it for a minute. He was in the Laodicea age of his kingdom. Because Revelation says, because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest thou not, thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They said they were rich. God said they were poor. They said they had need of nothing. God said you need everything. It does not matter what man says. It does not matter what man thinks. The only thing that matters is what God says concerning the situation. He was proud. He was a boaster. I'll not let you go. I don't know you or your God. I'm God around here. A boaster. Do you know what a boaster is? A boaster is an empty pretender. An empty pretender. He had riches. He had wealth. Sure he did. He had beautiful cities. He had all kinds of herbs and spices, gold and silver. But he was empty of anything of an eternal substance. Don't you understand? This age of Laodicea is richer than any age has ever been. We've got more than we've ever had, friends. It's a rich age. It's a wealthy age. It's an age when there's three or four cars in the parking lot of your house. We've got clothes we can't even wear. We've got so many. Increase. Rich. But Laodicea is a boisterous age because they are empty of anything of eternal substance. They can boast, but they can't back up what they say. For they have nothing to back it up with. How strange. Brother said, how strange in this age of plenty, in this age of progress, in this age of abundance, how there can be trials. Well, now it is strange, but in this age of plenty and opportunity, when everyone has so much and there's so much more to be had with all of the inventions to do our work and so many things to give us pleasure, suddenly we find mental illness taking such a toll at an alarm as to alarm the nation when everybody ought to be happy with really nothing to be unhappy about. Millions are taking sedatives at night to sleep and pep pills in the morning to get up, rushing to doctors, entering into institutions and trying to drown out their unknown fears by alcohol. Is that where we're at, friends? Yes, it's the age that boasts of tremendous stores of worldly goods, but the people are less happy than ever. The age boasts of spiritual attainments, but the people are less sure of themselves than ever. This age boasts of better moral values and is more corrupt than any age since the flood. It talks about its knowledge and its science, but it's fighting a losing battle in all fields. For the human mind and soul and spirit cannot comprehend to keep abreast with all the changes that have come upon the earth. In one generation, we have gone all the way from a horse and buggy age to a space age. And we are proud and boastful about it.
But inside is a dark void cavern that is crying out in torment. And without a known reason, men's hearts are failing for fear, and the world is so darkened that this age could be well called the age of neurotics. It boasts, but it cannot back it up. It cries peace, and there is no peace. It cries that it has great amplitude of all things, but it keeps burning with a desire like an unsatisfied fire. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Is that true, friends? That's the age we're living in. Pharaoh had riches. Pharaoh had a boast, but he had an empty substance. There was nothing inside of him. His riches couldn't satisfy. His kingdom couldn't satisfy. The season of deliverance had come upon the people, and his unsatisfied burning desire to accomplish would lead him to his destruction. Because y'all want you to understand, God never destroys man. Man always destroys himself. And man's unsatisfied fire of passion, of desire to achieve, will bring his utter destruction. Look at Goliath. He was proud. He was a boaster. A despiser of those that are good. He was unthankful. He was unholy. He was a blasphemer. I defy the army of the living God. I defy your God, he said. Incontinent. Goliath. The great Goliath making his boast. Look at him. Why did he make such a boast? Why did he stand out there and make such a declaration? Because he thought nobody could whoop him. Nobody could stop him. But what he failed to realize, the season of deliverance had come to Israel. And there was on the backside of the desert a little boy who was anointed. And David come down to bring his brother some bread, some corn. And one of his message brothers got mad at him. Read your Bible and see. Got mad at him. What are you doing down here? Who put you in this message? God did. I know the naughtiness of your heart. You've come down here to see the battle. David said, what battle? All I see is a bunch of sitting around. What battle? You've come to see the battle. What battle? I just see everybody sitting around, quoting a few quotes. Honey, David didn't come to see the battle. He was the battle. Listen to me tonight. I didn't come to see what's happening. I am what's happening. This is my hour. This is my season. This is my time in the sun. This is my day. It's my age to make the word for my hour live. David, that's what God told me to do. He was in the bondage of fear. Anybody afraid? Afraid to holler out, amen. Afraid to jump. Well, I might get in the flesh. Don't worry. There's enough wet blankets to put it out. He was in the bondage of fear. Their back was against the wall. Goliath had made his boast, but the hour of deliverance had come. It was the hour of their deliverance, but the hour of his destruction. Now listen, the same anointing that anointed David destroyed Goliath. See, Goliath was a man. David was a boy. Goliath was a warrior, a champion warrior, which means he'd won battles. David was a shepherd. Goliath had somebody with him. So it's actually two against one. Oh God. Well, actually, it was two on David's side. Him and God. Through human reason, Goliath should have won. I said, my God, look how big he is. 9 foot 9 inches tall. 28 inch hands from here to the end of his finger. 28 inches. My God, he could slap you on this side of the face. Come here, smack you on that. He'd smack both sides at one time. Whop up. Whop up. When he pointed at you, you know you was pointed at. 14 inch fingers. It wasn't none of this. You talking to me? You know he was talking to you. That big old finger, you couldn't miss it. And all they saw was how big he was, how tall he was, how loud he was. But David, he saw a target too big to miss. If you don't get nothing out of this service tonight, you take this home, you put it on your refrigerator. The brother Branham said that when the devil raises up a Goliath, God has got a David somewhere. That means in 2013, July the 3rd, if there's a Goliath in the midst of the camp, there is a David. He would never listen to me. He would never allow a Goliath to come unless there was a David. David to meet the challenge. Listen, it wasn't the rock that David had in his hand. It wasn't the rock he had in his sling that killed Goliath. It wasn't the sling he had in his hand that killed Goliath. It wasn't the stones he had in his pocket that did it. It wasn't his aim. It wasn't his ability to throw. It was none of that. God didn't want none of that. God didn't want that. He just wanted his heart. God don't need your intellect. God don't need your muscle. He just needs your heart. Someone to believe him. Someone to surrender to him. Someone, no matter how little they are, how insignificant they are, it doesn't matter what they are as long as they are in his hand. It wasn't the rock. It wasn't the sling. It wasn't his aim. It wasn't his muscle. It was his hidden power. Would that be nice? To have a hidden power? Something that would be on the inside of you that the world couldn't put the finger on, but yet it was real? It was a hidden power. That blessing of God. That blessing of God. When David let loose what he had, God took it and blessed it with a hidden power. So it wasn't David. It wasn't the stone. It wasn't the slingshot. It was that blessing that was on David. That slew the enemy of David. It was the blessing that was on David. That hidden power. What is it, friends? The same thing you possess. What do we possess tonight? A blessing from God. What is that blessing? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. A hidden power. When the devil raises up a Goliath, God raises up a David. Who was David? Anointed with a hidden power. Anybody here like that? He was a believer. Anybody here like that? He knew who he was. He knew he was called. Anybody here called? He knew he was elected. He knew he was chosen. He knew he was anointed.
He knew he was placed. Called, chosen, elected, placed, positioned in the body of Christ. Then I say to you, who's the David of today? You are. You are. He was anointed with the hidden power. But Ruth said, I want to set this box up here to represent that. If God sends a certain spirit among them, that's the only thing they can work by. It's the spirit that works among them. Now he's preaching in the seals. This is the fifth seal. Brother said, I'm putting this box. He's cleaning this box somewhere. He said, I'm putting it up here to represent this. If God sends this to the people, to this age, that's the only thing they can work by. But let me ask you, why would we want to try to use something else? Oh God. If God sent it to the age, he gave the age the best he could give it. Huh? If God sends a certain spirit among them, that's the only thing they can work by, is the spirit that works among them. So if we're to work while it's day, work while it's day, for the night is coming. If we are to work while it's day, what are we to work with? An anointing that's given to us. A hidden power. Oh God. But we'll prove it by the history of the church and by the opening of the seals and the powers that's let loose. So the opening of the word releases powers. There is an anointing that comes by the opening of the word. The first two pulls was to get the people's attention, but the bride's revival lays in the opening of the word. Because what does the open book reveal? What does it reveal? My position. It reveals who I am. Through the open of the book, I see my name because I see my age. And it tells me who I am. Why do I need to know who I am, Brother Pat? Because only when you know who you are can you have the right kind of faith. But they said Jesus had faith. Faith in what? Faith in what the Word said He was. God's Son. Now the only thing you have to do is have faith in what the Word says you are. Then the opening of the Word reveals to me what the Word says about me. They can only work by the Spirit. They can only work by the thing. It's a spirit that works among them. Is a spirit that works among them. So if we're in the last day and we are the word bride, there has to be an anointing upon us. I want you to understand, Jesus did not heal the sick to show who he was, to show he had power. No, you got to understand that. Jesus healed the sick to fulfill scripture. Don't you see why we lay hands on the sick? Do you not understand? We lay on the sick and they recover. Why? Because we are fulfilling what the scripture said we would do. It's not about me. It's about him in me. We don't do it to show our authority. We don't do it to show our power. But we lay hands on the sick and they recover to fulfill the scripture. Because the Bible said, these things I do, shall you do also. 2 Timothy says it this way. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now that word perilous is a meaning, I can't even pronounce the word, but it means a reducing of strength. Now friends, I ask you, is that not the hour we are living in? We're living in an age that everything has been so watered down. There is no right or wrong anymore. It's all become a gray area. It's all just your opinion of what the prophet said. And the things that we used to never do, we have been so weakened down that now we do them. In 1980, we would have never brought cable back in our house. But we've got it now. Well, I don't. There's no right or wrong anymore. Oh my, it gets quiet too and you start preaching about it. Because the Bible said everybody is right in their own eyes. It's a weakening down, a reducing of strength. Is it true, friends? Our ranks are being weakened down. That actually message churches are doing away with services. And they're cutting them down now to just one on Sunday and one on Wednesday, or two on Sunday and none on Wednesday, because the people are too weak to get to church. Because it's the spirit of the age. A reducing of strength. It's the hour that we're living in. Daniel said it so well. He said it would be a wiser, yet weaker generation. Brother Ben said they used to go 110 rounds bare knuckle in fights. And now he said they can't go 18 rounds with pillows on their heads without killing somebody, because the hybrid food has so weakened our bodies and destroyed our minds. You can't preach more than an hour. The people can't focus an hour because they are under the anointing. Their bodies are being weakened down by the science and the hour we are living in.
Amen.
Marriage used to be between a man and a woman, but they've so weakened it down now that it can be between a man and a man, and a woman and a woman. And who knows, it may be between a dog and a woman next week. Who knows, friends? Why? It is the hour we are living in. Wiser, yet weaker. They use their minds now. You know that little thing at the bottom of your computer? That little line, what's it called? Got your clock on it and task bar or something. I'm not going to preach on you. You can tell me what it is. Whatever that thing is that you won't tell me. I know you know it. Just because I don't know it, don't worry about me. Or it's 5 years of my life, second grade. You know. But anyhow, I did something. And flipped that thing, and it went up this way. Anybody ever done that? Oh, God bless you, brother. I tried everything. In Kensington. See, Carrington's little girl, Kensington. She did a little old thing, maybe 4 year old. And I was sitting out on the porch, and she come up. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm trying to get this back down here." And she goes, whoop. She said, "Is there anything else you need?" I said, "No, but if I do, I'll ask you." Why? I'm wiser. Yet weaker generation. I was down in Louisiana the other day. There was kids on the floor playing with that. They were doing things with an iPad I didn't even know you could do. Wiser, yet weaker generation. Hey man, perilous. Hard to do. Hard to approach. Hard to bear. Troublesome. Dangerous. Harsh. Fierce. Savage. Friends, we must say, this is the hour that we are now living in. For the Bible said men shall be lovers of their own selves. My God, that is the age we live in. That's why so many marriages struggle. It's because the man loves himself more than his wife. Or the wife loves herself more than the man. Lovers of herself. That's the age we're in. It's all about me. You know it's the truth, friends. We got iPod, iPad, iPhone. It's the age we are living in. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous. boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Of course, that's none of these kids here, but unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent means they have no control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Is that where we're at?
Amen.
Then we know, friends, this is not a trick question. We know this is the hour we're living in. We are living in the last days.
Amen.
Brother said, may I stop here just a minute and say, I believe that the people are in preparation of the last destruction the world will ever know. I believe we're at the end. You can speak to people. You can put a Billy Graham in every city in the United States that drink whiskey, smoke cigarettes, and laugh at you and everything else just the same. They are in the spirit of the last days. I was in a meeting down in Mexico a few years ago. They put up a tent. We was preaching across the border from Texas in a little place called Balcones, Mexico. Out there in a tent, it was hotter than blazes, friends. And while we was preaching, these people come up in trucks and turn the music up real loud and were screaming and laughing and playing music at the back of the tent. It's the hour. No respect for the meeting. No respect for the people that was there. Blowing their horn, laughing, playing loud music. So I took it for a while. And then I told them over the loudspeaker, if you don't turn that music off and get right with God, you're going to split hell wide open. I heard them for a while. I thought they might as well hear me. Amen, friends. They moved into the spirit. We're at the end. You can speak to people. But a Billy Graham in every city in the United States, they drink whiskey, smoke cigarettes, laugh at you, everything else. They are in the spirit of the last day. And God cannot send destruction. He cannot send destruction before the people are in the spirit for destruction. God never did destroy anything. Man always destroys himself. I want to give you a warning right here. It says concerning the last days, because that's abounding, because of the abounding iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. In the Laodicean or the last age, self-love and love for material things will take the place of the true love of God. We need to guard against the power of sin in these last days. So many are getting so hard. So many are getting so hard because they have failed to realize the effects of the last day spirit. We must guard against it. That spirit is here. The spirit of last day is bringing the people under an anointing for destruction. It is time to draw nigh to God and let Him fill our lives with His love, or we will feel the coldness of the last day and reject the truth of God, which alone is able to help us. The hour that we are living in, the people have got so hard. The Bible says in the last day, there'll be earthquakes, tidal waves. You know, I remember when I was a boy, you never heard of an earthquake and a tidal wave in the same news report. But have you noticed in the last few years, since like 2004, every earthquake, they talk about a tsunami now? Have you noticed that? And the prophet of God said just before the coming of the Lord, there would be tidal waves that would wash thousands off the earth at one time. And in 2004, 300,000 people was washed off the earth at one time by a great tidal wave that was produced by an earthquake in the middle of the ocean. And the prophet said that would happen just before the coming of the Lord. This day, these prophecies have been fulfilled in your ears. That's not something that's going to happen. That's something that's already happened and is happening now. You know, California is preparing to call it a vertical evacuation.
Because they said there's so many masses of people out there, they can never get them out of the way of a great tsunami. So they said, we're going to put them up in these big tall skyscrapers. We're going to lift them up off the earth, get them way up high, let the water come in. And when the water goes back out, they can come back down. It's called vertical evacuation. But my God's had that plan a long time. It's called the rapture. Naaman said he saw horseless carriages running like lightning with torches. And the prophet of God said what Naaman was seeing was a freeway outside of Chicago just before the coming of the Lord. Horseless carriages, automobiles. He couldn't see the horses because they was under the hood. Oh God, friends, it's happening right here among us. Brother Brennan said they are great milestones and we pass by them as though they are nothing. It's signs of the end time. You know what we call it? CNN News. Why? The people are moving into a spirit of destruction. Huh? Brother Bram said, it's prophesied that just before the coming of the Lord, there would be a highway that would come up out of Syria and go into Egypt. And Brother Bram said in 1964, that highway has just been completed. And it was to happen just before the coming of the Lord. Signs in the heavens. Missiles. Bombs. Atomic bombs. Hanging in the heavens. And in 1947 in Tacoma, Washington, the prophet of God brought back that big old heavy microphone and his shoulder dropped to one side and he brought it back and he cried out, Tacoma! Tacoma! There's a bomb hangs under for thee. Long before there was ever Star Wars, long before missiles and satellites was ever placed into the heavens and aimed at the United States, the prophet of God saw it because he knew we were moving into the spirit of the last day. Signs in the heavens! Amen. UFOs! They call them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. They don't know what it is, but the prophet came and told us it's investigating angels. Signs in the heavens. Signs in the heavens. Stars lining up. Signs on the earth. Signs and wonders. Signs in the heavens. Signs on the earth. Why? Because heaven and earth is uniting once again in flesh. Whose flesh? My flesh. Your flesh. Oh God. It was the anointed man. Jesus, the anointed man. And when he was born, what appeared in the heavens? Signs. What was it? Three stars lined up to announce his approach on the earth. A sign in the heavens. Three planets lined up. The anointed man. Three planets lined up. The anointed man. The bridegroom. But in 1964, I believe it was, the prophet of God said, five planets had just come in line. He said, what is it? It's the announcement of the bride on the earth in infancy. Three announced the anointed man. Now five announces the anointed people. The anointed man, the bridegroom. Now the anointed people, the bride. Making them one again. How? By the anointed word. Everybody said, the anointed man, now the anointed people, to bring back the anointed bride and bridegroom, anointed with the word, making them one. He promised the same thing to follow the church, he said, down through the age. And in this last day, God, we're thankful that you are restoring these things back to the church again. Signs are appearing everywhere just before the coming of the Lord. Every signpost is pointing that way. Why? We are emerging us. It's emerging us into the greatest revival. The greatest revival. Whose revival is it? The bride's revival. The bride's revival. Like they went over the Welsh, they said, sir, we come from America. We want to find the Welsh revival. And the priest was sitting there swinging a billy stick, singing a gospel song. And he said, you're looking at it. I am the Welsh revival.
It's more than a goosebump. It's more than a screaming in the church. It is an anointed life of the earth made flesh. An anointed people. Anointed for what? Not destruction, but anointed for deliverance. Rebbe said it won't be long till the rapture that we shall see him whom we've loved and whom we've waited for. Are these things happening? Sure they're happening. I'm not telling you something you don't know. It's happening all around us. But the Bible said when these things begin to happen, what did it say to do? Not give up, not do away with church services, not walk away, not come on Wednesday night. But it said when these things begin to happen, don't give up, but look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh. The peoples of this world have moved into a spirit of destruction. But friends, why do you think they tattoo themselves like they do? I saw a guy the other day in the airport, his whole head was tattooed. And when he turned around, he had enough metal, there's no way in the world he could go out during a lightning storm. He'd never make it through one lightning storm. He had metal all over his eyes, all over his nose, all over his ear, all over his lips, all over his ears. Now why would anybody do themselves that way? I saw a boy the other day had those rings in his ear. You could throw the Coke can through it, not even hit it. Why would a man stretch his earlobes that big? Because he's anointed for destruction. He is destroying his own body because he's anointed. I was in a prayer line the other day, and a woman came in the prayer line. She said, Brother Darrell, I want you to pray for her. My adopted daughter says she needs help. I said, My Lord, sis, what's the matter with her? She said, Brother Darrell, says she took a knife and carved hate into her leg. Why would a message girl carve hate in her leg? And you think you're too busy to take time for your children? You need to take time with your children. You need to let them know they're loved. Call somebody, say amen or out one. We need to take time to make them feel special. We need to take time for them to understand that this message just ain't for mama. It ain't just for daddy. It ain't just for brother Donnie. It's for you. They are under a spirit of destruction. But at the same time, they are under a spirit of destruction. There is a people on the earth that has moved into a spirit of deliverance. One anointed for destruction. One anointed for deliverance. The Bible says, when the world gets in this condition, are we there? Sure we're there. When the world gets in that condition, there will be another group that will be on the earth in the last days. So just as sure as that group is here, and you know they are, you see them every day. Just as sure as they are here, doing what they're doing, because they're anointed to do it. There is another group represented on the earth who is under a different anointing. And just as sure they are doing what they are anointed to do. What have I been put here to do? God put me here in this hour to rapture! God. He thought of me as a rapture! He never put me here to fail. He never put me here to stop. He put me here to answer. Huh? The people, the prophet said, are in the spirit of the last days. Just like they were in the days of Noah. Eating. Drinking. Marrying. Giving in marriage. Unconcerned. Don't care. Walk around. They just walk around. They got no purpose. They are so weak, they can't even pull their britches up. Oh, God, friends. If it were not for the grace of God, that would be us. Unconcerned. Oh my God, that's not out there. That's among message people. Don't care. Walk around and anything else. And these American people is the worst on the face of the earth. Heady, high-minded, incontinent, fierce, despisers, and know-it-alls. You can't tell them nothing. I tried to talk to somebody the other day that hadn't been coming to church. Everything I tell them, they knowed it. They knowed it. If they know it, why don't they do it? Know-it-alls. But in that hour, friends, in that hour, just remember, as it was in the days of Noah, that day is here. But remember, in the days of Noah, there was an Enoch. There was an Enoch who was under a different anointing. He was walking with someone else. He wasn't walking to the beat of the world. He was walking with God. And God was communicating with Enoch. What do you reckon God told him? 500 years of walking with God. What did God tell him? He was telling Enoch who he was. No doubt when God got closer to home, he said, well, I guess I'll go home. But Enoch had walked with God to such a place. He had walked to such a place of revelation that Enoch realized he could go home with God. He could go where God goes. He could go where God went because he was just like him. There's not a doubt in my mind that Enoch was not the one that wrote that song. I just want to be where you are. That's where he wanted to be. He wanted to be where God was because it was of a kindred nature. It was the same character, same vision, same anointing. Amen. In that hour there was an Enoch and God had prepared a rapture for him. Can I read you just a few things? I'll close. Listen, God is just now loosening up the church everywhere and getting in order now so he can get into the rapture. God's just loosening up the church everywhere. And could it be we're a little too tight? Could it be we're a little too reserved? But I said, it's good you Canadians are reserved, but if you ain't careful, you'll grieve the Spirit of God away from you and there'll be no revival for you. He's just now loosening up the church everywhere, getting in order now so he can get into the rapture. So he can get into the rapture. I thought God wanted to get into me. He's got to give it. He's got to give it. Rapturing faith before it can go in the rapture. Jesus said, the works I do shall I do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. He promised the power. He said, a little while the world won't see me, but you'll see me. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Amen. Then God's light will be reflected in his church, and more powerful than ever, just before the coming of the Lord. Amen. More powerful, not weaker, Brother G. Not weaker. So, Brother Darrell, you just said it was a weaker generation. For them! For them! Amen. More powerful than ever. We're not weak. We're not defeated. This is our finest hour. Amen. Said in the last days I'll pour out my spirit. Amen. Upon all flesh. Flying saucers, burbans will be everywhere. All kinds of mystic signs in the heavens above. Signs on the earth below. The sea will be roaring. Tidal waves breaking along Chicago. All down along the places. Great sea roaring. Men's hearts failing with fear. Perplexed of time. Distress between nations. No my. But in that day. The day. That great anointed church. Was to rise. To. Her. Power. And Jesus Christ. Was to come in. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against it. What is the standard of Laodicea? My brother, my sister, it is you. We're the standard. We're what God chose in this hour to be the standard against this world. You sisters in your long hair. Your sisters in your dress. Dress the modest. Dressing like you should dress. You will be a witness against this generation. We are the standard that God has raised up. When they said nobody can live it, nobody can produce it, God will point to you and say, they did. When signs are doing all their different things, God is sending down the supernatural with signs and wonders to His church to take your mind off the things of the world and to get you to look up. You're in the ladder now. You're in the ladder now, anchored both in glory and in heaven. Then if I'm in the ladder, I'm in the ladder for one purpose. That's to climb higher. I am in the ladder to climb higher. Brother Brandon said, you are now in the ladder. It is anchored between glory and heaven. What are we in the ladder for? To climb higher. Daniel said, the people that do know their God shall be strong. Not weak. They're weak. They're under anointing to be weak. It's a weaker generation. It's a generation of destruction. But not you, my brother, my sister. We are under another anointing. By the opening of the word, an anointing has been released to us. The season of our deliverance has come. When that was a Ramses, that was a Moses, when that was a Goliath, there's a David, when there's Laodicea, there is a bride. Are we living in the days of Noah? Absolutely. But in the days of Noah, there was an Enoch. Saints of God, it's time we rise to the revelation of who we are. Oh God, I felt this quote, I tell you. I just about had me a spell. Listen to this quote right here. Do you believe you're healed? You believe God answers prayer? Raise your hand to Him. Thank Him for it. It's over. You're healed. Jesus said, if you shall say, what is it? When you're out from under Babylon, when you're out from under unbelief, when you're out from under superstition, when you're out from under all these things, and you're filled with God's own life, your voice is His voice. We were out from under superstitions. Well, you better be careful. Superstitions. When we're out from under confusion, and you know where you come from, and you know where you're going, and you know in whom you believe, and you know the promise of the word, and you speak the word when a son of God by faith takes the word of God into his heart and speaks it back upon his lips. It's just the same. Amen. Amen. I tell you this for the glory of God and only for the glory of God. I was in Wisconsin just a few days ago. There's a young boy. He had welts and blisters all the way from his elbows to his hands. His fingers was out like this. His hands, it hurt me to look at them. They were swollen and red, and he walked around like this. And he told his mama, said, I can't wait to church on Saturday night to get prayed for. But Saturday night come, we had church. I didn't feel led to pray for him. So I didn't. I didn't pray for him. But he waited. He wanted to be prayed for. And I thought to myself, I wonder how he'll react to that. But he never said a word. He was just as happy as he could be. Saturday night after church, trying to eat with his hands like that. But Sunday morning, at the end of the service, he was sitting back behind the camera. And I said, young man, come here. In the church, we bowed our heads and the church prayed. And I said, Father, by the rising of three suns, may it be gone from this boy. By the rising of three suns, may it be gone from this boy. I got an email when I was out in Arizona from the boy's daddy. He said, Brother Darrell, it was just as God said. When you're out from under Babylon, when you're out from under confusion, your voice is His voice. your voice is His voice. You are. You are. I spoke it. In my room a while ago, God told me to do this. And here it is. He's confirmed it just now. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, what a time. That's the first time it's happened since South Africa. How long will you grope in unbelief? Did you get that? The wind swept through the platform here just now as the Holy Spirit crossed over here because it was the spoken word of God that did it. Oh, God. Oh, God. The voice of God. The voice of God. Who is the final voice to the final age? When God was made flesh and become the Messiah, then if we can yield ourselves to be the anointed like He was, we become Messiahs. Little lights. That's what the church is supposed to be. Lights. Little anointed ones. That's God's church. He's standing. Light is the light of Messiah. Risen Christ in His people. The anointed ones carrying forth His light until all the church ages. Sometimes it almost goes completely out. Then it comes back again. God's anointed one. God's Messiahic church. That's what God wants. That's what God wants. If that's what God wants, that's what I want. God wants eaglets. God wants messiahs. Not message people. Not someone to sit on a pew. God wants messiahs. God wants anointed ones. He wants men and women who have signs and wonders, anointed ones. He wants a church that's filled with the Holy Ghost, a church reflecting Him, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God didn't die. He just born a kingdom. He's got His Messiah in it. Amen. Every word He says, they say amen to it. That's right. Yes, sir. They look like Him. They act like Him. They believe it. They've got the conductor moving right on out with signs and wonders following. That's Messiah. Messiah lives tonight. He isn't dead. He's alive forevermore. Where is He at? In us. So when He comes upon His church in the last days, what will it be? A pulled out group of people. Anointed with the Spirit of God. And they will be Messiahs. They will be anointed ones. And His Spirit is in them. And they'll do the things He did. Just exactly. It's time for eagles to get to flying higher. How can we fly higher? Because He said we could. Listen, in closing, Brother Harry Cuff, listen, tonight on this earth, there are two kinds of drunks. Brother Brown said they are drunk on the things of the world. That they come staggering in like a man who is drunk, staggering in the darkness of this hour. They are drunk on the things of the world. They stood, listen to me, just give me a minute, I'm close. They stood in California the other day and passed that same-sex marriage. And I just happened to hear it on the radio. They were blowing horns. They were beating pots. They were screaming like they did when World War II, Brother Charlie, ended. Hugging one another, kissing one another, jumping on one another, frolicking, running the streets, jumping up and down, acting like drunk. Drunk under the spirit of destruction. Amen. Friends, when Eve sinned, where did God pass the judgment? Where she sinned. Isn't it something that they passed that in California? And the prophet God stood there and said, she'll slide beneath the sea. Oh God, praise. Drunk! Under the spirit of destruction. Amen. So did you notice? He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. For their sex affairs. And he stood in Los Angeles, California. Thou city who claims to be the city of angels, who has exalted yourself into the heaven, has sent all the dirt and filthy things and fashions and things till even foreign countries come here to pick up our filth and send it away to your fine churches and steeples and so forth the way you do. Remember, one day you'll be laying in the bottom of the sea. You're a great honeycomb under you right now. The wrath of God is belching right beneath you. How much longer you'll hold this sandbar hanging out over there when the ocean out yonder a mile deep will slide in there, plumb back to the Salton Sea? It'll be worse than the days of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles. Repent, the rest of you. Repent and turn to God. The hour of wrath is upon the earth. Flee while there's yet time to flee and come in to Christ. Because they are anointed under a spirit of destruction. You take a man, take alcohol, it's sealed. Everything that's in that bottle to change that man is sealed. He can walk around all day and tell you he's a drunk, tell you he's an alcoholic, but as long as that's sealed, he ain't nothing but talk. It's sealed. Everything to change the way he talks, change the way he acts, change the way he thinks, lays beyond that seal. And as long as it's sealed, he can never obtain to it. He can look at it. He can poke at it. He can probe at it. But the only way to feel the effects of it is break the seal.
Amen.
Once the seal is broke, he can take what's behind the seal. And as he takes it, now the evidence that he broke the seal is in the way that he walks.
You're right.
They are drunk because this seal, the powers that's been loosed by the opening of the seals, has made them drunk on the things of the world. The same anointing that delivered the children of Israel, destroyed Pharaoh and his nation. The same anointing that delivered David, destroyed Goliath. And the anointing that's been loosed by the opening of the seals will bring them to destruction, but it will bring you under anointing of deliverance. And I tell you now, we are now drunk under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe it? Are you under that influence tonight? Do you love Him? Our season of deliverance has come. It's buried. Forgive me for preaching so long. I'm sorry. Oh God. Lord, there's an anointing upon the people tonight. We can take the word of God into our hearts. Speak it back upon our lips. And even cancer will flee, Lord. Because the final voice to the final age is God speaking through His bride. An anointed people, Lord. Not drunk on the things of the world, but they're drunk by the stimulation, the wine, Lord, of the revelation. They have consumed that revelation. They have become a part of that revelation. And the stimulation has produced into their lives that now we don't walk like the world. We don't look like the world. We don't talk like the world. The things that harnesses the world and holds the world don't hold us because we're free from it. We're under a different anointing. We're under a different influence. Oh God, tonight, may we realize that anointing has been released upon us, that tonight if we would just quit thinking about it, trying to hope for it, but if we could just yield ourselves, if we only realize the people do what they do out here, they can't help but do it. They're anointed to do it. They don't lay awake all night and try to figure out how they're going to cut themselves, how they're going to attack to themselves. They just do it because they're anointed to do it. And oh God, we're under a different anointing, and we'll rapture as sure as there's a God in heaven. Not because we think about it and get it all figured out, but we'll rapture because that's what we're anointed to do. And the anointing has been released upon us. Now Father God, help us tonight, Lord, to just yield to that anointing. Just yield to that commission. Just yield to who we are, Lord. A lamb don't have to try to bear wool. He just bears wool. That's his nature. That's who it is. God, we don't have to try to pump it up, work it up, Lord. We just yield to it. That's what it is, God. It's that anointing that's among us to heal us, to restore us, to revive us, to bring our character to us. That's what it's here for, Lord. That's what it's here for, Lord. And may we tonight as a people of God just simply yield to it, God. Just simply yield to it tonight and just worship You.
I just thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Oh, saints of God, tonight do you realize you've been anointed for a spirit of deliverance? You don't have to stay bound tonight. There's an anointing of deliverance upon you. You know what I do if I was you right now? I don't care what you got in your life, high blood, low blood, no blood. It don't matter to God. You may be addicted to alcohol. You may be addicted to pornography. You may be addicted to lust. I don't know, friend, but whatever you're addicted to tonight, I want you to know there is a spirit of deliverance that is here among God's people tonight, that you can come under that anointing. You can come under that spirit tonight, and you can unshackle yourself tonight. You can walk free tonight by the power. Amen. If you're bound by lust, come on, somebody. If you're bound by these things tonight, you can be free. Oh my, cataract, arthritis, menopause, high blood, low blood, it don't matter tonight, friends. You got trouble with your eyes? Why don't you just thank Jesus for it? You got trouble with your marriage? Why don't you just thank Jesus for restoring your marriage? Why don't you quit just worrying about it and just start thanking Him for it? There's an anointing here to do it. Did not He say, I will restore, saith the Lord? He promised He would do it tonight. Why don't you just thank Him for it? Why don't you just throw up your hands and just thank Him for it tonight? And accept it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge you to do it tonight. Just rise to your feet and say, Lord, I just want to thank you tonight for the anointing of deliverance, God, that I can walk out here free tonight without one shred of evidence, simply because you said so. I pray for my children. I believe for my daughter. I believe for my son tonight. I believe, Lord, that they'll come out from under that yoke that Satan has them yoked by. Just stand tonight and claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge you tonight to believe. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. Satan, you're defeated tonight. You're nothing but a bluff. The resurrected church of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, is here tonight in His people, confirming His word. And I say to you, Satan, come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Loose them by the authority of God's word given to us as believers in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Darrell, I don't feel nothing good. He never said, did you feel it? He said, did you believe it? Do you believe tonight? You believe you're anointed tonight? Then accept it tonight. Start thanking Him for it tonight. Start praising Him for it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Sing that song for us, brother. The more I seek you. Let me just worship Him just for a minute. Sorry I kept you. Tomorrow's July the 4th. This is a good independence night for us. Yeah. No, let me correct that. I said that wrong. It's not our independence. The world, is, they say they're independent. They don't need nothing. But we're a people who is dependent. It's our dependence day. Amen. We're dependent on God. Amen. Can we just love Him a minute before we go? Amen. Sing it with the brother.
The more I seek you.
Yes, Lord.
The more I find. The more I find you, Father, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart. Your love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you.
Amen. Heavenly Father,
the more I love you, I wanna sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. Your love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you. The more I love you, I wanna sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. Your love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more find I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. Your love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. Your love is so deep, it's more than I can understand.
Here a few years ago, Allie was just a little thing. And I drove all night to get in from a meeting. And I got in about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I was so tired. And I thought if I go to bed, I'll just wake up Cheryl. So I just sat under an old chair I had there in my den. Put me on a pot of coffee. I thought the kids would be up in a few minutes to go to school. So I sat there and began to think about the meeting and all those that come in the prayer line. And I prayed for them again and asked God to give them the desire of the heart. I went through each one that come through, thought about what they asked for. Directly sitting there, I heard a noise upstairs. I got two girls. One's quiet, and one's Allie. And I knowed it was Allie. She come down the steps. She come into the kitchen, Brother Daniel. She looked right at me. She turned to look that way. Then she realized it was me. She said, Daddy! She come running. She jumped up in my lap. Said, did you miss me? He said, yes, Daddy, I missed you. He said, I missed you too, honey. I said, you've been good for Mama? Uh-huh. I thought, uh-huh. And then she just laid her head on my chest. She never said another word. She didn't have to. Love has its own language. And there I just holding her and she was holding me. Neither one of us was speaking. Every time we sing a song, I think of the story. Directly she raised up. She said, Daddy, I feel your heartbeat. I hear it. It's going thump, 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 thump. Oh, friends, tonight, maybe you're confused, you're troubled, whatever it would be. You know what I'd do if I was you? I'd do just like Allie did. I'd just climb up in Daddy's lap tonight. Yes, I'd just lay my head up against his chest. I'd just listen to his heartbeat. I'd just feel him. Just feel his presence. Just bathe in his presence tonight. He promised this hour for us. This is our finest hour. This is our day. The anointing is upon us. Sing it again, Brother Harry, as we pray here. Just before we're dismissed.
Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming. The more I seek you. The more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep.
Yes, Lord.
It's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming.
Amen. Amen. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Let's sing and let it rain again as we're dismissed. Amen. Amen. Brother Baker was out in Tucson. I forget how many days, 100 and some days without rain. It was so dry. His yard was so dry. He sent me a picture yesterday. He said, Brother Darrell, it's rained in the Tucson. In his yard, just that one rain. Looks so much greener. Said everything's fresh. Everything feels new. Everything's green. Oh, if it rains upon us, an anointing that'll rain upon us, that'll cause us to grow into that image tonight. Oh, little flower tonight. Little flower of God. Let's just lift our hearts to Him. Just lift our hearts to Him as we sing it. May you go in the fear of God. God bless you tonight. I trust something was said to help you. Forgive us for being so long. Amen. Let's just sing it now as we go.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain. We're anointed for this hour. A spirit of deliverance. Deliverance off the earth. Oh, Jesus, fly higher. Fly higher. Fly higher. Set your wings. Fly higher.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates.
Amen. Let's sing it, Brother Harry. There's a New Testament church rising up. Oh, hallelujah.
Rising up. Rising up.
There's a New Testament church rising up.
Jesus. We're rising up.
We're rising up.
There's a New Testament church rising up.
He's rising up, rising up.
There's a New Testament church rising up.
She's rising up,
we're rising up.
Yes, sir, amen.
There's a New Testament church rising up.
As I look out across the land, I see God's mighty hand. Bride of Christ adorned in a wedding gown. Just like in the days of old, they stood in courage bold.
Yes, Lord.
They turned that old world upside down. Rising up.
We're rising up.
Rising up.
We're rising up.
There's a New Testament church rising up. She's rising up. Rising up, there's a New Testament church rising up. If you think it's all long gone, all the miracles are done. Have some good news to bring to you. In his last days he'll pour of his Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Like a mighty your strength.
The new
fireworks. I've prayed them all. I've got the fireworks. Amen. The Roman candle of Revelation. It's our hour. It's our time. It's our season in the sun. Amen. Rise to who you are. Rise to who you are tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I wish I was outside. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. It's not something that's going to be. It is now. We're not going to be. We are now sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I think it's a good night to get drunk. Oh, as we get so drunk, oh God, we forget who we were. Amen. In the power of His resurrection. He heals us. He saves us. He forgives us. He loves us. He'll rapture us. Amen. Praise God. You're healed, Brother Terry. Accept your healer. Amen. Accept it tonight. Rest of you, accept it tonight. Those of you struggling with the Holy Ghost, believe what He promised you tonight. Just start thanking Him for it. Rejoice in His presence. Amen. Well, I'm afraid I won't. Don't worry about it. He'll take care of it. Just enjoy your salvation. Just enjoy what He does for us. Let's just thank Him tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, I love Him. I love Him. Praise God. Play something, Harry. Amen. God bless you tonight. You're free to go if you need to go. Oh, my. Ooh, I feel good. I feel 18. Oh, what can happen right now? Anything can happen right now. His presence is here among us, friends. Well, I'm waiting on God. He's here. He's here, I know. Just reach out and grab Him. Just reach out and believe it. Step out of your box tonight and believe Him. Amen. Amen.
I spent half a day in the emergency room today. Fainty, dizzy. Last two or three days. Almost just faint. Actually, I was supposed to preach tonight. I couldn't. I had to call Brother Donnie and get Brother Darrell to preach for me. Faint, dizzy. I come into the service tonight. Couldn't hardly even breathe there. I'd sing, just hardly even sing. It'd make me dizzy. I listen to the Word of God. I'm healed. Delivered me. Set free. Delivered tonight. Could not even breathe. Delivered tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Larry, sing that song you sing so well. Who's that coming from the other side of the sea? The maniac of Gadara, that song. There's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, there's no one greater than Him. Let's just sing this one, then we'll go home. We'll stay all night if you want to. I don't care. Amen. You don't know the words? Amen.
Glory. Glad to be in church tonight. Brother Darrell was going with it there a while ago, and I thought of Brother Henry Green. He used to get wound up, and he'd say, "Stop him, Brother Henry." He said, "I didn't start him."
I thought the same thing.
I was so bound up. My life was so tied up. No peace within.
Yes, Lord.
I remember that, Lord.
Chains could not hold me. Confused, so lonely. So shackled with sin. Is that coming from the other side of the sea? His eyes of compassion, they're piercing through me. Oh, Legion, you've had me bound for so long. I'll sing victory song. Cause there's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, there's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, there's no my neighbors detested, no peace within. I was the talk of conversation for my multiple relations, so shackled with sin. Then at noonday, as the sun was burning down, I hid my face from embarrassment, from my lifestyle so bound. There was Messiah sitting on the well. My story.
Thank you, Lord, for opening blinded eyes. Thank you, Lord, for making the lame walk. For those who cannot swallow, that they could swallow again. Those that could not hear could hear again. Those who are shackled by sin could go free. Oh, how we love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, God bless you, saints. Just go in the fear of the Lord tonight. Oh, we depart to build Him, but may we never depart from His presence that we feel here among us. Knowing this anointing, Brother Branham said, will drop down among us one day. And when it leaves, we'll go with it. I long for that hour. This is just a little practice drill. But one day it'll be the real deal. Oh, we'll leave here. It'll drop down and we'll leave here with it. Until then, may we comfort one another with these words that He promised us when the world got into this condition, He would send a rapture for us. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of the Lord. Sing it again, Brother Harry, as we're dismissed. Appreciate you. Trust the service wasn't too long. I'm sorry if it was. But just... oh. Thank you. You know that song, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time. Let's sing it as we go. Let's just sing this song as we go. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. I mean, when Jessica come home from the hospital, I used to sit, watch her, and I just sing this song over and over. It always just blessed my heart. Amen. Sing. I can't sing, brother. You know I can't sing.
Just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there when I was so down and down. You came along, you made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord.
When I was so down and out, you came along. You made me want to shout. I just want to thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you for always being there when I was so down. You came, Lord. Yes, you did, Lord. Time and time again, you came, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the service tonight, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord.
Thank you
for your healing tonight, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Amen. Just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you for always being there. So down and out, you came along, made me want to shout. I just want to live.